I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Thursday is our day to look into the world of sports, and March Madness tops our headlines this week. NCAA tournament fans are picking their teams, including the President of the United States.
The Tar Heels that are watching, I picked you all last year. You let me down. This year, don't embarrass me in front of the nation.
We'll see how good the bracket picker-in-chief does with his choices this time around and get the lowdown from a true insider with our very own sports guru, New York Times sports columnist, Mr. Bill Roden. What's up, Bill?
The great Tony Cox. Hey, man, how you doing?
It's wonderful to have you here again, as always. So the president has his final four. He likes Louisville, North Carolina, Memphis, and Pittsburgh, although Coach K at Duke was like, look, Mr. President, mind your business.
Well, you know, the president, he's got some pretty good instincts at a number of levels. He's won a lot of fans in the Tar Heel State, I tell you that. I don't know what he pulled in North Carolina, but he upped his stock for the reelection. That's a good Final Four, though. That's a good Final Four, except for Pittsburgh.
You don't think they can do
it? He made one. The team that everybody in the nation is overlooking is Morgan State, my alma mater. It's going to become, the Golden Bears are going to become the first historically black college to win the national championship.
I don't know what's wrong with you. You sound like Coach K now. Coach K's like, our people are overlooking us because we got a number two seed and not a number one seed. Coach K, I'm talking about Coach Calipari, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you know, Memphis, I like, outside of Morgan, I like Memphis a lot, and I really like, I would love to see a Memphis-Louisville showdown in the Final Four. I mean, I think that would be spectacular.
It would be interesting. I think North Carolina's got to be the odds-on favorite. You know, UConn was up at the top all year, but it doesn't look like they've got enough to pull this out.
Well, the problem with North Carolina, Tony, is that if I'm a little concerned with Lawson, because his toe is hurting. I think he's gonna miss the first round.
Yes, he is.
And if you're a point guard and your toe is hurting, that's a problem.
Well, I guess you got a point there. You know, on the other side, the flip side, the women's side, actually, the Oklahoma Sooners, they're in the mix, and their player Courtney Paris helped lift women's basketball above the fold of the sports section when she not only guaranteed a championship. You know, kids will do those kinds of things,
yes,
but
right.
She bet her scholarship money on it. Now, that's putting your money where your mouth is.
That's putting your mama's and daddy's money where your mouth. When I heard that, you know, I said, you know, if I was her dad, I'd call her. I said, listen, you know, come on. I mean, I know where you're coming from, but come on.
And not only that, they're ranked number three. UConn is at the top, and I think they got spanked by UConn earlier in the year.
Yeah, but you know, that's what makes this month so great, because all kinds of things happen. You're still dealing with 19, 20, you know, 21-year-old people. You know, and I mean that's the great spirit of this stuff. That's really what makes this month, Tony, just, you know, I think one of my favorite months of the athletic calendar.
You know, you're absolutely right, because of the youth of the people who are involved. Anybody can actually beat anybody on a given day if the stars line up just right for them.
That's right. Don't sleep on Morgan, Oklahoma. Now remember, Morgan is coached by who? Todd Bozeman, and with Todd Bozeman was at California. He had a number of first round upsets.
I'm going to let you have a pass on that. Well, I'm not even going to engage you in conversation about that team, how far they're going to go. Let's talk football for a moment, because I know that you are really interested in what happens in the NFL, particularly with the Players Association. And over the last week, we've had some major developments there with the head, a new head of the NFLPA to replace the late Gene Upshaw.
Yeah, in a very contentious battle, DeMaurice Smith, an attorney who was really unknown, except probably for the insiders of the NFLPA. DeMaurice Smith was a beat of field of that included Troy Vincent, David Cornwall, and Trace Armstrong, and it was a very, very contentious election. But what I liked about it, I thought that Troy Vincent, who was a former player, 15-year vet, highly respected among players. But what I liked about it, Tony, was that I think a lot of the players were actually engaged, and they began to look around at, you know, who were the player reps, who's on the executive committee.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, you know, the issue of player versus lawyer. Gene Upshaw was a player, and look what happened. Former player.
Yeah.
So that didn't mean anything in the end, did it?
Well, but you know what? I don't think any of it means anything because the owners are so powerful that I'm not sure if they've got their mind set as they do now on taking back games. They want to take back stuff. And the players are going to have to be more unified than they've ever been. And they say they are. So we'll see. I mean, Upshaw took over the association when it was bankrupt, and he built it into a pretty prestigious job.
But he sold his players down the river, didn't he?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I think that he didn't at first. I think eventually he paid the price for being very conciliatory. But I think he did that because he realized that he was not going to beat the owners. He knew that he wasn't.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, our time is up, unfortunately. And I mean, our time is really up because this is the end, as you know, of our doing sports. It's been a wonderful experience having you on. You brought some class to the place, as people say, with your association with the newspaper and your long years. And I just wanted to say on air in front of everybody how much we appreciated having you with us because we've got about 20 seconds and we're gone.
Hey, man, as you know, Tony, the pleasure's all mine, man, working with you and Roy and Nicole was a great experience. And, you know, we shall meet again.
Absolutely. Bill Roden, thank you very much. Bill Roden is a sports columnist for The New York Times and the author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.